This branch is failing. I'm shutting you down.
You gotta give us a little bit of time to turn this around.
All right.
If by some miracle you can close Walter Davis and his $14 million account, your jobs are safe.
Done. You'll see. You're gonna look so stupid.
Then we'll finally have something in common.
God damn it, he's so mean!
Guys, what if we show him with the greatest time of his life at our Christmas party tonight? This is how we save everybody's job.
It's not the worst idea.
Walter, do you party?
I used to.
Martin, we got the Office Christmas party, which we're going to be reviewing right now. You didn't get to see it, Martin.
I saw 20 minutes of it.
About 20 minutes of it. Now, I want to get your opinion of that before we go too deep with it. But y'all have seen the trailer for this Office Christmas party right here. Y'all been to these parties for your companies where you go in there and they're boring. You know, you might do the white elephant thing, eat some cake, drink a little beer. You might even get a little tipsy. Oh, but you ain't gone as hard as this party right here. You see, the thing is that we got this tech company here led by TJ Miller and his bitch ass sister who's really running the show here, the CEO. And he has his whole philosophy of, you know what? I like to have a light culture around here. You know, I like to make everybody feel like family, and I'm going to do them right. Ain't nobody getting fired. Ain't nobody missing out on bonuses. And she says, bullshit. Y'all behind in numbers. This company's going down. In fact,
I just closed the last
place. I just closed the last place, and y'all on the chopping block next, and y'all talking about a goddamn party. You know,
she sound like you.
Yeah. Ain't no drinking in here. As the CEO, double toasted.
We're going to have our double toasted Christmas party. Shit. You lucky you still got
party.
A job.
Yeah. Hey, I just shut down the high score. No, you're not.
Oh, wait,
you didn't get the memo?
What did this happen?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean for you to find out this way.
No,
and
you.
So close to Christmas, too.
I know. I thought I was hitting my numbers.
No, sir. I got to shut you down. And she's talking, and these people talking about a party. And so, you know, TJ said, look, fuck my sister, man. We doing this. You know, she's going to London. And plus, we got a reason to do it. When they have this big contract coming in from another company, the CEO there, played by Courtney Vance right there, he says, you know, guys, I don't know, y'all good people, but you're not the best out there. And they said, but we the best at throwing down and partying. Do you like to party? Like, I used to get down like that. Show me something. So they hope to impress him with throwing the biggest, wildest, debaucherous party ever, and hopefully get him so fucked up that he'll sign a contract and probably won't even know. But it's too late. You put your name down there.
Hey, because no matter what contract you sign, you got 3 days to get out of it.
Well, that's how fucked up they hope to get him.
Like, just don't tell him for 3 days. We
yeah. He's going to be out for 3 days. Wake up, be like, I did what? But here's the thing with this movie right here, because the setup is so nonsensical, really. I mean,
It
really is. You said Martin only saw 20 minutes of me. He's like, yeah, I don't know.
It was one of these where, I had to choose between Miss Sloan and this.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I really wanted to see this, but I want to see Miss Sloan more, so I'm going to go see that, but I'll see 20 minutes. And hopefully I won't see anything that makes me go like, oh, I wish I had chosen that. And the 20 minutes I saw made me go like, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah. Well, you see, the thing is, I was kind of good with it at first myself. It was actually making me laugh. We had just come out of seeing another dirty, nasty Christmas party. I mean, Christmas movie.
Oh, yeah.
We're not going to tell you what it is. You know when we talk about it. But I was looking at that, and I said, well, at least this movie is not that.
Oh, yeah, it's much better than that.
I think that's what everyone in there was saying.
Yeah, you know, and I saw this, and I think, and you know what? They're actually doing some things. People are kind of being real people. Mm-hmm. They're not just doing things for the sake of a joke.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're being real people
for a movie, but you know they're not going to outlandish lengths for a gag here, especially a dirty gag, at least in the beginning. Now the whole thing with this is that this is supposed to be a movie where the party is the star,
right?
But instead the party takes the back seat to something else, and I'll give you information on a little bit. But the one thing, when I found out that these people, I said, you know what, they're just average people. Why am I irritated by these people? And the reason why is because, like I said, they're trying to get a CEO to sign a contract for a company that doesn't work. Mm-hmm. And when I say I'm talking about the staff. The staff don't do a fucking thing at this job.
Right.
Justin Bateman, he manages the whole company. He's the guy that's in control of everything. He's coming in because you know the thing that these people they'll get excited for? You know what they really will work for? When they can party. When they had to get together, party for less than 24 hours, then that's when they being real constructive. That's when they really doing some shit. And even Justin Bateman comes in, you know, the guy who's supervising the company, like, wow, it's like they're actually working. I'm like, you mean every other day they just sit on their ass and don't do anything? And they don't. They fuck with each other. You know, they sit around talking about each other. Mm-hmm. You know, not anybody, no one in this company, at least I didn't see, is doing any fucking work whatsoever. Only time they get motivated is when they can fuck around and drink. And all these types of people, too. You know, they're the types of people that you expect to see. You know, you got Justin Bateman is the...
Jason Bateman.
I mean, I'm sorry, Jason Bateman. Shit, who's drunk?
you think about his sister, Justine.
Yeah, man. There you go. Jason Bateman, he's the straight man. You know, he's just the guy to sit around like, well, you know, be careful. And if you do fuck up, I'm not looking. You know, they got the straight lace HR person. You know, they have the guy with the pretend girlfriend, the nerdy supervisor. They got the sexy office chick. And in the beginning, that didn't really, you know, you got the loud mouth guy who with no filter, no matter what authority is around, which is okay because those exist in an office place, no matter what kind of stereotypes they are. I actually filled two of those positions myself. I was the loudmouth guy and the sexy office chick. So,
to a degree, but it's T.J. Miller and Justin Bateman and Kate McKinnon and the Indian guy doing like the things we see them do in movies all the time.
I know. I got in your head. You said Justin Bateman.
Oh, sorry.
That's what I was like,
got all up in your mind.
Justin Bateman.
But my mind fucked you.
But it's not just like they're filling roles that you see at work. They're filling roles we've seen them do in other movies before.
And very true.
Yeah, and that is the thing about it. These are types, but they. My problem is that. This could have worked as a movie that kind of amped itself up as it went along. Now, the reason why it's not working for me is because these people are already odd. These people are already kind of weirdos. Mm-hmm. They're already assholes. You know, and the thing is that when they start out that way, you're right. They're just being – they hired these actors and actresses to be the kind of roles that they play in other projects.
Yeah, it's like what you do in that movie? Do that here.
Yeah.
What you do in that movie? Do that here.
Or that show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Jason Bateman has two speeds. He's either asshole Jason Bateman or he's like the nice guy who gets shit on by everybody.
Yeah.
Arrested Development.
T.J. Miller's always going to be the goofball.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah. Playing the same character from Silicon.
Yeah, Silicon Valley. You just pull him from there, plop him in here.
Olivia Munn.
Jennifer Aniston. Mm-hmm. Pull her from Horrible Bosses, plop her in here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And you're right. Olivia Munn always supposed to be the sexy chick.
You know, but she's smart, like the newsroom.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. The sexy love interest, you mm-hmm. know? I mean, you've seen all this. Now, this actually could have worked. Had maybe this been these types of people in a really oppressive work environment,
right?
Like mm-hmm. the boss has like kept these people so scared, like so eerily professional,
right?
That when it came time to party, they just blew that shit up.
Yeah,
they just tore that motherfucker down.
That's why you don't kind of feel bad for them when things kind of go weird, because you're just like, all right, well, I mean, the boss gave you so much, you know, rope to hang yourself, and you decide to hang yourself. I can't blame her.
Exactly, exactly. You know, it would have been kind of cool had this been a ramp up of people who were just, you know, the CEO had to learn the lesson the hard way when his shit got tore down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that would have been cool, but that's not what they do here. It takes it plays second fiddle to another subplot. Again, I will tell you about in a little bit. But the other thing, what's that?
No, just when we saw the trailer, that's how we thought it was going to be. And that's what I saw. So I was excited about it. I was sad I had to miss it. But watching the setup for it, I was like, oh, this is not what I thought at all.
No, it quickly becomes clear that that's not what it is at all. And not only are these people, do they start out as oddballs that, you know, don't have to ramp themselves up after a while, so there really is no buildup. They're assholes, man.
Yeah.
They're
gaping assholes.
I hate movies. I hate that part of a movie where they manipulate you into rooting for shitty people.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
As I said here, man, this office is full of idiots. It's ran by an idiot. And in the trailer, they try to make Jennifer Aniston seem like, oh, she's the chick with a stick up her ass trying to keep these people from having fun. It's like, no, you know what? She, like I said, she comes in and she tells everybody, she's like, this is a business. Your numbers are behind. I'm about to cut this place off. And then they talking about a goddamn party.
We'll show her.
Is there anything else? Actually, yes. This is a sample cheese board for a holiday mixer tonight. You're having a Christmas party tonight?
Oh, it's not a Christmas party. It's a non-denominational holiday mixer. More inclusive.
It's not happening.
Yeah, it's definitely, well, it's not happening because it happens at 5:30 in the afternoon. It's just a small thing that's really important to all of us, but trust me, it's going to suck.
No, it's not going to suck because it's canceled.
What?
All branch Christmas parties are canceled.
All right, it's canceled.
Clay, I mean it.
Me too, Carol. Guys, the holiday mixer is canceled.
Yes. Hey, idiot, I'm looking right at you. I saw that. You whispered to the farty cheese.
You're mocking her. Mm-hmm. Shut up. You know what? At that moment, I would've been like, you know what? All y'all get the fuck out. Y'all fired. You know, no pink slips, no nothing. Get out. No bonuses, nothing.
It's right about that time that I had to leave, but I was like, yeah, I get what this is coming from.
Yeah, exactly. She's the bad guy in this.
I'm sorry, I want to make my company profitable and keep your jobs.
Yeah. She's trying to tell people, I'm trying to help you keep your jobs. I have a cheese plate. Shut the fuck up. You know, and then they want to sit around and talk about when they hear that there's layoffs. But I have children.
And I need my bonus.
I need my bonus. Yeah, well, you should have put your ass to work then, shouldn't you? They trying to make her Scrooge and shit. You know, mm-hmm. Think about Scrooge. Cratchit, get back to work, man. Fuck you. You know, you'd be like, well, shit, Bob Cratchit's an asshole. Yeah. Him and Tiny Tim. Fuck them both.
It's funny, when you're a kid, you do see it like, man, that's Scrooge. Fuck him. Let Bob Cratchit have his Christmas. As you get older, you're like, nah, man, Scrooge has a point.
No, get to fucking work.
I might give you half a day.
Yeah. Give a damn about your crippled kid. He'd be better off if you. Yeah.
Slave driver?
Yeah. Hey, man. You better work on Christmas.
Dude, one day.
Yeah, maybe if you did some work, he could get his fucking leg fixed, but you want to sit here and fuck
Thank
around.
You.
I got to run shit. I can relate to her right now. You know, I know where she's coming from. Y'all keep fucking around. You
gonna make us work on Christmas?
Hell yeah. Okay. I'm cutting the heat off and everything.
Hey, what's up, Christmas, dude?
Yeah, y'all here with candlelights.
Come here with a kid with a broken leg. He's yours now.
What?
Somehow the lights ain't gonna be working, but the internet will.
So, Jesus. Well, I guess Star Wars came out.
And you know what? That's the thing about it. And Jennifer Aniston, who's supposed to be the person that you dislike, I actually like her a lot in the movie because, I mean, yeah, she's bitchy, but they actually do a good job at surrounding her with people who are annoying.
Yeah, you can put yourself in her shoes.
Every time she gets in a cab, that cab driver won't shut the fuck up. She sits in front of children. They're messing with her.
Yeah.
When she has to turn around and tell somebody, fuck you, it's earned.
Yeah.
you actually feel... You want to be her. You wish you had that kind of power that she could pull over people. And when you see her with everybody, especially with someone like her brother, you get it, man. And the cool thing about it is that she's not stiff through the whole thing. I mean, she's actually, for being kind of the supposed villain for the most part of this movie, she's actually having a lot of fun with this film. And you can see her having fun with people that are even annoying, like T.J. Miller. I really like their interactions together.
All right, so I've made a list of my first round of layoffs.
Give me that.
No, no.
These are my employees.
Are we sure about this?
How about, say you won't make budget cuts.
I swear to God, Clay.
Here comes the Loogie Express.
Don't you do
it. Everybody's going to get a bonus or else.
Suck that back in. You suck that back in.
Clay.
Oh, my God.
Kim over there having a good time. Hey, maybe this is your movie, you know? I don't know.
So, you know I took 9 years of Krav Maga.
Carol, you know he's turning blue.
Yeah. Our family, you gotta tap out. Tap out. Tap out.
I was so hoping she would choke his ass up.
Yeah, I was like, maybe he'll die. And we don't have to deal with him. I was like, that'll be it.
Yeah, he's like, we want to see him for the rest of the movie.
Yeah, I know.
And then I remember the trailer, like, nah, he's coming back.
Yeah.
But she's having fun with it. So, I mean, there are highlights in here. And when the movie's not working, it's one of those films where they're letting the actors do their own thing. They're letting them have fun. Sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't.
It's like anytime somebody hires Kate McKinnon, it's almost like they say, like, hey, we wrote half a script, but we figure you're going to ad-lib the rest of it.
Yeah, you know, and Kate McKinnon is starting to, I like her, but she's starting to do the same thing in every movie, right down to having a fart joke. You know, she's the only one that farts in a movie now. If you go back and
look. I did not notice that.
Look, I don't know how I did, but you know, go back and
did she fart in Ghostbusters?
Yeah, she did. In fact, she did it with a vagina. So, yeah, man.
I don't remember that, but all right.
Am I the only one taking notes in these movies?
Right? On Kate McKinnon's queefs?
Yes. Yeah.
You're the queef captain.
Yes. I actually took the queef queen. I actually wrote it down, and she queefed. Not funny.
But you are, for the most part, I don't know about the fart thing, but yeah, she is basically playing that same role of just being that odd, weird, like quirky character where they're not so offensive, because so you'll kind of like them, but right. They're just odd.
Just odd. Yeah,
they're odd, and whenever there's a silence, she ad-libs something right in the middle of it.
Yeah, yeah, and she's
just almost like mumbling under her breath.
She's turned into like sort of a Zach Galifianakis in a way, where she's just kind of being weird for the sake of being weird. All that weird shit you saw her doing with her body in Ghostbusters, she's kind of doing it in everything now. So.
And I don't know if the blame falls on her and him, or the directors who go like, well, this is what you do. Just whatever you
do. I feel like it's a little of both.
Yeah.
Column A and column B.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. You know, they have something for them to go by, but then they say, well, here's your basis right here. Now you just do, and quote her from Ghostbusters, do what you do. So, you know, but there are moments that she actually is funny, but a lot of it is kind of like, well, seen it before, seen you do it before.
Did you feel like Rob Corddry was too much?
Yeah, yeah, and that's one of the people.
Like, I felt like they had so much going on, but they also had Rob Corddry in there just to ad-lib. And I like Rob Corddry, nothing against him, but it's like, man, y'all got so much happening. You don't need this extra as well.
Yeah.
See, that was the thing. Like, if you would have, you had to go see Miss Sloan, but every time he came up on screen, you knew what he was going to say before he said it.
Yeah.
Fuck this place. I want money. And then
that's what
out.
I'm talking about. Rob Corddry's joke is to, like, wait for somebody who's important to come around, and he comes around and makes things uncomfortable. He's the guy that, like, man, fuck that. You say, man, fuck this place, motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, that's his thing. And we not only do we know this character is seen a million times done by the people in the movie, but now we expect that from him.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, that's, again, you see what we're talking about, these people doing their shtick. But one person I ain't seen do this before. Brother tried to be smooth. Look.
Stole the show, people.
Hey, listen. Listen. When you get party movies, you always gonna get a moment where somebody does something stupid you're gonna laugh about. You know, there's always gonna be some disaster, though. You're like, whoa, shit. And then there's always gonna be that one person that gets way too fucked up.
Yep.
Courtney B. Vance, man. Courtney B. Vance and the way he got fucked up in this movie, man. And the way it happened. And the way it happened was stupid, man, because something happened where somehow he got blasted in the face with the world's most potent cocaine. Like,
what?
Man,
oh, yeah. Oh,
you can do that?
Man, he passed by a machine and somehow cocaine got sucked up in it, like blasted him in his face. 2 seconds later, like, he ripped his shirt off and was running around like the Tasmanian devil, lost his fucking mind. At first, like, man, this is too much. But then, no, he was the dude at the party that you want to party with.
Yep.
He's the dude that, you know what, I always want to tear this motherfucker up. You know, you in somebody's house, I want to tear this shit up.
Drinking, I'm going to get on stage and rap. Yeah. I'm going to do all this stuff. You're like, okay.
Yeah, you like, I always wanted to go to somebody's house and just tear that shit up. And now I can, like, stand behind him and kind of do it. Because he in the movie, he went wild. Courtney B. Vance, you've never seen this brother like this, and he really is the heart of the party.
Walter Davis?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where is he?
I don't know. Where was he? He was just on the stage.
Oh, guys.
Here we go!
No.
I want to do something that scares me.
That's Martin tonight.
Well, you know what was...
A lie!
What did you guys do to him?
Let go of those lights, buddy! Woo!
Oh. That reaction from people, that shit is serious. Because, yeah. You know, in any other movie, they everybody would be like, oh, fuck! And then he would have been like, I'm all right, party on! I would be like, yeah! That motherfucker didn't recover.
Oh, no, they took him out on the stretcher. They're like, well, I gave y'all points for that. You kept it real.
Yeah. No, because I said, man, this is stupid. Don't nobody walk away from that. Like, well, he didn't. Yeah, he was the guy. He is the movie when he gets in there, and it works because he plays such a straight guy. He has a twist in the movie that's dumb. His subplot is totally ridiculous. It's really stupid. But he himself at this party, man, It is so much fun watching him. Every time he's on, you just want the movie to be him. I wish they would give him spinoff. Yeah. Like this dumb movie right here. I just wish they would give him a spinoff of him just tearing shit up and doing dumb things. What are you going to say, man?
No, I'm going to say he's only in it for maybe 10 minutes of the whole like hour and 30, but he completely stood out outside of everybody. Like it didn't even take a bunch of jokes for like TJ Miller or Jason Bateman. It's just him doing stupid shit like that and just being energized and into the situation. So you really feel for that guy when that goes down.
Oh. And man, him, and let me see if I can find this picture right here. Him and TJ Miller, they, you know, I was sitting up here talking about how TJ Miller, how he was annoying and how he bothered me. But that, you know, look, I like him in certain things. I like him.
I think he's good.
I don't want anybody to think I don't like him, but there are moments when he's too much. You know,
that's his thing.
Yeah,
being too much.
But if there's somebody to balance him out, mm-hmm. it's funny. And him and Courtney B. Vance, man, they were like the MVPs of the party. Man, they had. I want to see a road trip with those two dudes together.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah,
that'd be great.
Fuck this film. Take everybody out. Put those dudes in a car mm-hmm. and let them go. Let them be the next Hangover movie, man.
See, I feel like you'd like seeing Courtney B. Vance in this role. So you can go to Angela Bassett and go like, see, this nigga ain't shit. You need to be with me.
Oh, I have the biggest crush on Angela Bassett. But after seeing this, I was like, nah, he's acting like this because she let him out the house. She was getting on. Like, that's not acting. Like, he got fucked up and ran around that set like a two-year-old. And
turn on
crazy.
The cameras. Let's go. Let's act. Pretend,
yeah.
y'all.
Yeah, that bitch let me out. Yeah.
But you're right, man. It takes somebody for him, like, cause he, I think I'm not a big fan of T.J. Miller's at all. And the only other thing I liked him in was Deadpool, okay. Because Ryan Reynolds balanced him out, and because the situation was so large that him being so large in the situation made him normal.
Right.
But once Courtney B. Vance comes around and him and T.J. Miller just start, you know, going tit for tat and mm-hmm. dancing around and doing crazy stuff, the movie actually lightens up and it's fun for a few moments.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It really is, man. It really is. It's See, that's what should have happened, man. He should have been the CEO, the stuffy guy at the company, running things, and he had to learn how to let go and let these people destroy his building. And then they were like, oh, shit. He's like, oh, I learned a lesson. You know, it would have been corny. But for this movie, who gives a fuck? Like, well, I finally learned how to unbutton my shirt a little and have fun with you guys. You know,
by the way, you're all fired.
But great party. You know, it was they had something fun there, but the problem with that is the real story here that they're not telling you in the trailer. You see this trailer, like, man, this gives you it makes you think of Tom Hanks and Bachelor Party or a Project X.
Yeah,
you know where those things were. The party was the star. They just let that take front and center. And
was it Sisters?
Oh, Sisters. And I have more appreciation for Sisters after seeing this because I wasn't crazy about it.
Because that was the thing I thought when I left. I was like, all right, it's not great right now, and it might go downhill. But I remember Sisters in the beginning wasn't all that great, but it got great when it got to the party.
Yeah.
And I thought this might do the same thing.
You are right. I really do have a more appreciation for that structure, but not here. See, what they're not telling you is that the real story is about them saving the company and saving the day by proving that this app works because there's this big disaster. Martin, I'm not lying.
That bullshit app?
Martin, wait, hold on. But there's a big disaster in Chicago where they're like, oh, but we have this unproven app that we can save the day with. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
It wasn't even an app, man. Everything they were doing violated FCC codes. And the government, like, you had to hack in the government stuff to use that. You're like,
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Martin, to add a little
bit. Even the app itself, I was like, okay.
Yeah, it was dumb. And to add further to that, and to take away from the party, they're also trying to get this app to work and save Chicago while being chased by this female pimp. So
played by the main chick from Workaholics. I can't remember her name.
Yeah, that blonde chick that you always say. I wish I could remember her name too.
I never seen Workaholics.
But you've seen this chick before.
Yeah, you've seen her before.
Yeah, it's silly.
Can somebody look on their phone and tell me?
You'll find out. We'll tell you after the show.
In the trailer, I'm sure.
Yeah,
it up.
Yeah, you know.
It breaks my heart to hear you guys say this.
But yeah, running from a pimp and she made an app to save Chicago.
Yeah, man, it gets ridiculous in the worst way possible. And there you go. What's her name? Jillian Bell.
Jillian Bell.
There you go. Jillian Bell. Short blonde chick. Y'all seen her? You know.
She's a character.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. If you were, God damn, he's giving me the character's name. Not the, God.
No, no, no. His character's Jillian.
All right, Martin. You see what you started? Thank you. Thank you. This chick ain't even a part of the movie that much. Martin's like, I ain't going to sleep tonight until I know who this bitch is. Can somebody please look this shit up for me? God damn it. Ian looked disappointed, like, you mean you don't know?
It's sad the way they had to wrap the story back around. They're like, oh yeah, remember that thing we talked about at the beginning? It's back. You're just like, yeah. Oh, Jesus.
No, and no one gave a shit at all. And
it sounds very horrible bosses too.
It is, man, because what you have here, I've seen three Christmas movies that are like the naughty Christmas movies. Again, I'm not going to name them, but I will tell you that I've seen three, including this one. And this one right here is probably the best out of all three, which doesn't mean shit. Because I'm going to tell you something. It felt like they had script punch-ups. It felt like they had script punch-ups by the same 10-year-old boy. Mm-hmm. That, you know, as long as I say fuck during Christmas, as long as I throw in a little sex, as long as, you know, I'm doing things that are naughty during Christmas in contrast to Christmas, then tee-hee, you know, I'm getting away with something. And it's like, you know, not only have we seen, what's going on with studios today? Because not only are they getting these raunchy Christmas movies out there, but they're all starting to repeat the same kind of dick joke too.
Yep. Yeah.
What the fuck is happening with Hollywood? Is that shit like asteroid movies where one studio is showing some dick and everybody else like, well, they're showing dick and balls over at Warner Brothers. We got to do it here too.
Because the thing is, it gets the same reaction from the crowd every time. Like in all the Christmas movies we saw this season, a dick came out at some point and the crowd was just,
I know.
Oh. I'm like, y'all, do you not? I feel like I'm a crazy person.
They show a dick come out, and the dick, they just show it. The dick is doing nothing. People are like, and the dick is like, what?
Just the dick. I mean,
It's the same audience laughing at the same thing, but it's that same audience who won't pay to see these movies.
Yeah.
They'll go to the free screenings. They'll watch them on Netflix. They'll download them. Download them, but they won't pay the money to go see them. And, yeah, I was kind of dismayed to see it was the same actors I've seen in so many things doing the same thing all over again.
You know what? You talk about the same actors. It's the same dick going around saying dick and balls.
But it's also an office comedy written by somebody who's never worked in an office.
I would say they got some things right about The Office. They just didn't know how to do it. And you know something?
All right. If you need to disagree with me.
No, I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying I think they got the office atmosphere right with some things. And in some movies, exaggerated. I just felt like, you know, you didn't really have a core story right here. And seriously, with this whole dick thing going on, y'all need to fucking quit. I mean, there are moments that I've seen in two movies already where people's faces have been molested by nut sacks.
Yeah.
You know, some shit that was normally reserved for porn, now you can see it at the local Cinemaplex.
Teabagging.
In IMAX, you know, it's frustrating because you have a movie here where there is potential. It's actually fun in some parts. It's just not consistent.
And a super talented cast.
Yeah, and even with the party, the problem with the party taking a back seat to that other lame story right there is that party is also rushed. To make the party crazy, you know, like I said, man, they have a person who shows up and sells cocaine at the party for no other reason but to set up a lame cocaine gag. There's one girl in the movie who invites all of Chicago for no reason, but other than just to make the party crazy. There's no real setup for anything. You know, it just happens.
All of Chicago shows up. Like, yeah. They just walk past security, just get in the building at night, and then they manage to get up to that floor and go party and have fun.
Yeah. Yeah. It's almost like some parts they make it up as they go along. What you feel about this, man?
I think you said majority of it. The one thing about this movie is it feels like they had a grand narrative, and then they just had to go in and shoot a whole bunch of SNL skits. Mm-hmm. And about probably 20% of them work, But that other 80% of them, you're just like, oh my God, get to the next joke. Like the stuff that comes out with the, with like even right here when they're at the board table and they're talking, we saw this in the trailers and we laughed at it. And even in the movie, it was funny. Even and Courtney B. Vance, and even like some small side stuff when Jennifer Aniston was in the car with an Uber driver. Like you get a couple of laughs out of that. But everything else is like, all right, I've seen this, like you said, in Project X or any other movie where a party goes out of control. But yet somehow these plucky people are going to pull it all together and make something grand happen at the end and, you know, walk off into the sunset. And with that, it just feels like they just smashed together a movie, and I feel like they shot this in like a period of a week.
Yeah, I mean, it all those people are in the kind of same location, New York. You know, it's not a lot of travel. It really is one of those movies where we can get all these people from SNL and other things together because they're all kind of in close proximity. Mm-hmm. We got a movie. You know, it's almost like they got the cast and then just kind of wrote the script. They started out with a premise and then wrote the script.
Right.
And if
we get a super cast of improv comedians. Of course it's going to work.
And sometimes it does. I mean, you know, what do we know? We're the assholes who see too many movies and, you know, they're not events anymore for people like us. So,
man,
I don't know. This is
aiming hard for my age range, and I feel like hopefully this will be the one where we're like, all right, y'all kind of making the same story, you know, over and over. Because, like, all right, I know you put Olivia Munn in here just to be pretty and be smart. Like, I know you got Jason Bateman in here because all hipsters know him from Arrested Development and TJ Miller from Silicon Valley.
Yeah.
So they're not even really selling the movie. They're just selling the actors in the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. What would you give it, man?
I came so close to giving this a lower rating, but then we saw the movie we saw before that.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is a rental, man. I feel like if you saw it on Netflix, if you red box it, it's something you'll get a couple laughs. You don't have to leave your house, drink a couple of egg dogs, and go for it.
Yeah, yeah. Same here. You know, I'm like you, man. If it wasn't a movie where they had, like I said, you get the party, you're gonna find some spots in there. It's like, hey, it's almost like being at a real party.
Yeah.
You know, where there's a lot of people. You're gonna find somebody who does something stupid and get a laugh, even though the party might be lame. You're gonna get some good conversation. And here's the deal. This would have been some bullshit. This would have been some straight up bullshit. But then they invited my man in here. He made that shit. A rental.
I really wish they had not shown that in the trailer. That would have been a great surprise in the movie.
Oh, hell yeah.
But then nobody would go and see the movie.
I know. Exactly. No, he sold the movie, and actually, we just showed you the whole film right there. Yeah. So, you know, hell, shit, we might have a Christmas party if I can invite his ass to come over there, get him fucked up.
The second I saw his face after that cocaine hit him, I was like, I've seen that face by somebody else in this theater. Look back at you.
I don't know what you mean, man.
It's like I saw you, like, woo! I was like, yep, there you go. He right up there, people.
It was coffee, man. Coffee.
Oh, okay. Espresso?
You know, yeah, you know.
Okay, got it.
You know, I'm a lightweight when it comes to the caffeine.
Right.
Six of them.
You know, that was a time when I thought you snorted caffeine. You know? Woo!
I'm gonna make it!
Bam! Yeah. Woo, I'm on caffeine, y'all!
I love the reaction you're right, like,
man,
oh,
that shit is real. they put the camera on him and let him just go, and people thought that was a stunt. They're like, oh, this nigga ain't getting up.
Yeah.
He had a bigger part in the movie actually until he did that shit.
Cut.
Movie's gonna be about him.
Where'd you get these?
Be better if I didn't say.